This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. But these days, it's tough to find one that will last through the season. That's why the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. Slate Magazine called it the greatest hoodie ever made, and from cotton to zipper, it's made right here in the USA. It's crafted with timeless style, heavyweight fleece, a double-lined hood, and reinforced elbow patches, which means this hoodie can withstand any outing or adventure. It'll be your new favorite hoodie, and you can depend on it for years to come. Plus, buying from American Giant means supporting local communities of farmers, manufacturers, and more. This season, snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code CLASSIC24.
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at one-third of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. Grammarly is the right AI assistant for your team. With top-tier security credentials and 15 years of experience in responsible AI, Grammarly is how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. See why 70,000 teams trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get 10 for $10 on select varieties of Kroger pasta, Starkist tuna pouches, or Powerade with your card. Then get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.49 a pound with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the past 75 years, more than 10,000 chemicals have entered our food supply, but the EU allows just 300 additives. At Thrive Market, we prioritize quality, banning over 1,000 ingredients found in conventional grocery stores. Our Healthy Swap scanner helps you find better versions of your pantry essentials without the junk, dyes, or fillers, and everything is delivered right to your doorstep. So shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health at thrivemarket.com/getstarted for 30% off your first order and a free $60 gift.
Back to another episode of the Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 144 here with Roland.
Yep. What's up, everyone? How you guys doing? I mean, episode 144, we would be near 50 right now, 150, but we took breaks off, so
we're lazy.
We're back. But before this episode starts, join our Discord, like always. We try to build a community with you guys. We try to do everything like that. We try to get you involved,
moving, yeah, all kinds of crap with you guys, and you guys don't want it.
Right, you guys don't want it, man. We literally recently hit 1 million, you know, last month or something.
At the end of last month.
Yeah. And you guys just don't want anything to do with it. Like, we post for you guys. I know we don't post on YouTube, but we post for this podcast. We try to stay consistent as best we can, you know?
We have 1 million downloads, so there's no reason that we shouldn't have over 2,000 people at least in our Discord server right now.
Exactly. We should at least see 100, man.
Yeah, we have, what, 29? We've been stuck at 29 for, like, a year?
Or less. I think we have less. I think we have, like, 20.
Are people leaving?
I haven't checked the Discord in forever, but we've been around there for a year.
The people are leaving instead of joining. I see how you guys are.
I haven't checked in forever though.
Yeah,
but I could be wrong. But you know, But yeah, please join our Discord. You know, we really want to just make you guys a whole community, you know, combine together, you know, just make, you know, a big old community. Just, you know, you guys can make new friends and stuff like that. You know, who doesn't like friends? Me and Ashton don't have any.
It's a bunch of bull.
But, yeah, we can go ahead and get started here.
All right. So, like we said in the last episode, giving you kind of a tease for this episode, we're talking about two handhelds that were announced recently, and Acer, not Asus, Acer is getting into the handheld market with their Nitro handhelds being announced.
Which is pretty cool, because for a second I was like, Asus is making another one, and then I realized, oh, Acer. I was
And when you first see it, like, you get them confused sometimes.
They're because they're completely both different.
One's A S, one's AC, but then
you just see the A, and then you're like, you kind of think of the more popular kind of.
Well, you
brand.
Just see the A, and then they're about the same length, so you just, your brain automatically assumes one or the other.
Oh, Asus, you know, because, you know, I think about the Ally. That's the reason, you know. So I was like, oh wait, you know, they're making another one. They're making a new type of Ally, even though they just came out the Rogue Ally X like a few months ago.
Yeah, that was already 7 months ago.
Really?
Came out in June.
Daggone! I still haven't got it.
Haven't either.
I'm gonna get it eventually. Obviously, I'm gonna get my PC first. My new one. I can't wait to get that. I'm gonna make a whole setup to my YouTube channel. But Acer announces two new handheld gaming PCs, the Nitro Blaze 8 and Nitro Blaze 11. I don't know why they just
started on 8 and then skipped
8 and 11
to 11.
Why didn't they go to 1 and 2?
Yeah, I don't know.
But Acer has announced two new handheld gaming devices at CES 2025. The Nitro Blaze 8 and Blaze 11, expanding its portable gaming portfolio while doubling down on its mobile PC gaming ambitions. And along with the Blaze 8 and Blaze 11, Acer is also launching a new foldable Nitro mobile gaming controller. Ooh.
I didn't see that.
Foldable gaming controller.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's on the hardware.
I wonder if it'll be trash.
I don't know. Whenever I think of a fold kind of thing, I think of the Samsung phone. You know that phone?
Yeah, but a controller?
Foldable.
That might be kind of garbage. I don't know. We'll see.
It sounds cheap.
It does. That's what I'm saying. Like,
cheap. Like,
Switch Pro controller.
The Pro controller can fold.
No, I don't know about that. I'll have to see.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll let you guys know about that too. More. Actually, it might say stuff here, actually. But the new Nitro Blaze Duo is powered by AMD's latest mobile processors. It's going by mobile processors. The Ryzen 8040 series, with both devices having 16 gigabytes of standard RAM and the option to configure it with up to 2 terabytes of internal storage. So you can get a lot of storage opportunities with these Acer products. But specifically, the Nitro Blaze 8 and the Nitro Blaze 11 feature AMD Ryzen 7 8840HS, a flagship processor that promises a huge performance step up when compared to the AMD Z1 Extreme processors, because this is going to be more powerful than the Rogue Ally. That's what it's saying here, basically. Yeah. So that's saying something. The Rogue Ally is really powerful for, you know, being a handheld. So
yeah, for sure,
it being even more powerful. So I wonder how that's going to be. Everything, but it says here also. You know, obviously, you know, Z1 Extreme processors found in most, you know, top Windows-based devices, current generation of handheld PCs. The upgraded processors feature up to 39 total AI, or AL, I can't really tell what letter, I think it's AL. AL TOPS that will, you know, significantly build, you know, on an already impressive performance potential seen in the devices with the older processor, with Acer confidently stating that the new devices will support smooth AAA games. So you could easily play AAA games in handheld. That's what they're saying.
Black Ops 6.
Really smoothly. Like, yeah. Well, that's good. I mean, crap.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to get this, too, Ash. After the Rogue Alley. Yeah.
Did you see the 11? That's going to be a 10.95-inch screen. So an 11-inch screen on a handheld?
Yeah.
That's huge.
It's a, it really is. I don't hold up. Hey, go on. That's a big screen. That's like a teeny monitor.
Yeah, I mean, that's the Ally has a 7-inch screen.
7, yeah. And the Ally is perfectly fine for handheld, too. Mm-hmm. They said the 11? Is it the 11?
The 11 has an 11-inch screen.
Yeah, and it says the 8 has a 8.8.
That's where they got their numbers. The 8 has an 8, and then the 11 has an 11.
Yeah. Yeah. But it says here, you know, I'll just go ahead and restart the reader real quick, just so I don't get confused here. The Nitro 8 Blaze and Nitro Blaze 11 have an 8.8-inch or 10.95-inch, so basically 11. WQXGA touch displays, so it's touch like the Rogue Ally, Rogue Ally X, and majority of the handheld consoles now.
Yeah.
I said consoles, PCs, Jesus. I'm stuck on last episode.
Yeah.
But, while those aren't OLED displays, you know, which would, you know, hard driven the retail price up significantly, they feature 144. Yeah, they're LCDs. They feature 144 hertz refresh rate. That's good. Because the Rogue... What is the Rogue Ally X? 120?
X? So it's, yeah, I think I don't know what the X is. I know ours is 120.
I think it's probably maybe 160.
We went over it whenever we announced it, but that was a long time.
It's been a while. It's been 7 months, man.
Yeah.
Stuff leaves your mind a lot.
Go back and listen to our episode.
Yeah, listen to that episode. Give some download. Okay. Just so you guys know. But Acer paired these displays with the AMD's Radeon 780M graphics card and a GPU, which can take advantage of, you know, the AMD Radeon and, you know, Fidelity FX super resolution technologies that deliver responsive and upscaling gaming. The larger of the two models, you know, the Blaze 11, features a detachable controller, so like the Switch.
So like you can take off Lenovo Legion Go. Remember, it had kind of like Joy-Con
yeah,
type
I remember
things.
It does have Joy-Con type things. Yeah. So yeah, it's gonna have detachable controllers. Also, a style made popular by the Nintendo Switch, which now was only literally just it's replicated by the Lenovo in the handheld PC space. This article just knows what we're gonna say. So yeah. But you know. It's built in. It has a built-in stand allowing it to be used as a handheld as well as a desktop source. While the Nitro 8 controllers aren't removable, both models have a Hall effect triggers and sticks, making them immune to common problems like stiff drift and stuff like that. So you can't get strict drift on this controller. Like I'm guessing it's going to be like how your sticks are. I don't know if I want those or not. Hold on, I haven't really touched.
They're nice, man. They're so precise compared to the sticks that are in the Pro Controller to begin with. Like playing Call of Duty, it's just so precise.
Yeah,
You know I've been popping off because of the sticks.
I mean, we haven't played in a while, but, you know, whenever you did get the sticks, you popped off. You really did.
The sticks, I'm telling you.
And I'm using the settings you gave me in that you're using the sticks. And I'm doing good with it. The settings are nice, too, that you gave me.
But the sticks make a big difference, even with the settings combined.
It also says here, though, for both devices, though. So. Both devices support fast wireless connectivity options in the form of Wi-Fi 6E and Bluetooth 5.3. They also have dual USB-C options and USB 4 ports. So, 4 USB ports. Okay. Yeah. Often, it says here, a rapid wired connection that supports data transfer to 40 gigabytes per second. Take on. For a handheld, that's a lot.
Yeah.
And a USB 3.2 for charging and, you know, attaching accessories, so like, you know, you can get USB ports and stuff like that on your thing and whatever as well, like extra USBs and stuff if you want your dock to have extra USBs.
Yeah.
It says, meanwhile, Acer's new Nitro mobile gaming controller features a handy foldable design that gives major additional, you know, portable points and stuff like that. It's compatible with both iOS and Android, so you can use it on both, you know, Samsung, you know, whatever, iOS, Apple. And it connects via a USB-C cable, giving mobile gamers, you know, an advantage over controller that use Bluetooth by all the eliminating of any input lag. So you plug it into your charger port.
I think that's a good idea. I think they should have added a Bluetooth setting too.
It might here. I don't know. Hold up. This here. I don't see. Actually, yeah. It also features. It doesn't say anything about the Bluetooth thing.
Yeah, it's probably weird
but
only then.
It also. That's kind of sucky. We'll see whenever it comes out though.
Yeah.
It might have a detachable cord.
Awesome.
But it says here it also features, let's see, pass through charging at 80 watts, so gamers can plug and play without interruptions if their battery is low. So it doesn't take much battery at all to charge the controller or whatever.
Well, what it's saying is pass through charging, so you can play your game charger with controller and charger handheld at the same time.
So I'm guessing the cord's gonna have two separate things. Probably. Where the cord, like the actual controller cord, like there's just gonna be a whole different system or some weird system, you know, hooked up to your phone or iPad mini or whatever. You know, whatever you use, you know. But perhaps best of all, the Nitro mobile gaming controller can, you know, accommodate devices with 8-inch display, meaning, you know, smaller tablets like the iPad mini, so you might not be able to, you know, use it on like the iPad Pro that Ashton has, the big old one, or you know, small or a little bit bigger ones. But it does say you can use 8.3-inch display, so it says here. Also, so you could have a decent display with the, you know, controller. I mean, it is made for mobile, so.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's worth noting because, you know, there haven't been many options available before now when it comes to mobile controllers that can, you know, accommodate tablets at least. None of the, any reputable brands like Game Surge recently launched, it says a 8 or a G8 Plus controller in one that uses Bluetooth, whilst, you know, it's a fine for most people. Yeah, it's fine for most people and everything. Bluetooth integrity, you know, has some risk for the input lag, etc. Obviously, you know, Bluetooth's not something to mess with, man. You're going to have lag eventually. I mean, which sucks. That's the only thing bad about Bluetooth.
Yeah. Which...
But
you get used Acer's to it, it's controller. Not that bad. Like I play on Bluetooth with that Bluetooth adapter, so now play Call of Duty. You can play competitively with Bluetooth, so
yeah, it's just better wired. But yeah, this new controller doesn't have, because it says here the Acer new controller, on the other hand, is a hardwired USB-C connection, which should be music to the ears to competitive gamers or anyone who wants to have, you know, the best advantage possible when it comes to games where, you know, split second, you know, reaction is important. You know, you need that reaction time. You need that second or that millisecond, like, you know, excuse me. But Acer only recently threw its, you know, hat into the handheld gaming ring when it unveiled its first device, the Nitro Blade 7, in September.
Oh,
that's why.
We missed that.
What about the... Yeah, we did miss that.
How did we miss that?
That was in September?
Apparently. I thought these were their
first. I don't remember.
Oh, well.
I don't remember seeing anything.
That. Yeah, I don't remember either.
I don't remember seeing anything about it. So they must not have, like, full out announced it like that. Yeah. And
I don't know how we missed that. We usually keep an eye out for handhelds.
Ah, that's weird. Okay, I guess there's another one.
7-inch screen.
But this Trio announcement, you know, is quickly since, you know, says something about the brand's ambitions in the mobile gaming space. The Acer Nightshare Blaze 8 will cost $900 and 999 euros. And the Acer, you know, Nightshare Blaze 11 will cost around $1,100. It's pricey, but it is more powerful than, you know, other. Yeah, it's like get a PC, like a desktop for that price.
I'll get an Alex for $800.
Yeah, or get an Alex. And obviously, you know, I said $1,100 or, you know, 1,200, you know, in euros. Both scheduled to drop at the same time in Q2 this year. The Acer Nightshare mobile game controller will cost $70, so it's going to be, you know, around the same price as normal controllers now, so it makes sense. Or €90, you know, for you Europeans out there.
So it should
It's set to drop slightly earlier during the Q1 this year, so stay tuned for updates. So the controller is going to release slightly earlier than the, you know,
The console said that, well, the PC said that Q2, so that should be between April and June.
Yeah.
And then Q1 is between now and March.
Yeah. So, yeah, we can't wait for that. That'll be awesome. I mean, even though we aren't going to get those anytime soon, that's pricey as crap.
Oh, yeah.
But
at least I'd really get an Ally X for $800 first.
Oh, Cavs won.
Oh, I seen. I was watching the game while we were recording.
I wasn't watching. I just looked.
What do you expect? I mean, they were down when I first started watching, but I was like, yeah, they'll come back. And Donovan Mitchell didn't even play tonight.
Yeah, he just took a break because, you know, back-to-back games.
Yeah. All right, we'll move on because it's 20 minutes on one topic.
Heck, going already? Yeah. We still have two more? We're still going over another handheld.
All right, the Lenovo Legion Go S announced at the CES 2025 as well.
Yeah, so we obviously, you know, we talked about last year about the Lenovo Legion Go, like the original. And now, you know, we get the S here. So it gives a sneak peek at the next generation of handheld gaming PCs. The Lenovo Legion Go was already one of the best handheld gaming PCs since it came out in 2023. But at CES, Lenovo, you know, unveiled two more handhelds. We got a lightweight Lenovo or a Legion Go S and a prototype of a much awaited Lenovo, Lenovo Legion Go 2. To me, L's. It's a complicated, it's like a tongue twister kind of at times if you're speaking fast like I do.
It says that. The Go S, at least, will run Steam OS, which is what the Steam Deck runs. That's kind of weird. Oh, really? It says that Valve's happy to help run it, so that's weird that it's going to be running the same operating system as.
So it's just going to be a more powerful Steam Deck. So it's not going to be running Windows. It's going to just be a
more powerful Steam Deck, pretty much. Yeah. So it's not going to be running Windows. That's weird.
That is weird. What the crap? Yeah, it is less powerful than the original Lenovo. Yeah. I mean, it is less powerful than the original, so it kind of makes. I mean, yeah, I guess it
still should be more powerful than the Steam Deck, though. You would think.
I mean, I guess it is more powerful than the Steam Deck. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
But the most notable difference between the, you know, Legion Go S and the plain old Legion Go is that, you know, it's obviously a new lighter model and doesn't have the removable controllers that the, you know, original Lenovo does. So it's not going to have the removable controllers. And it says here the plain old Legion Go here. So yeah, it's just a whole lighter model and it's going to run Steam, Ashton said. Right.
Yeah, it's got an 8-inch screen. It's got Hall Effect joysticks, adjustable trigger switches, yep. And it's for $499.99 US dollars, and it'll launch in May.
Oh, it also, it says here, the you know how the Rogue Ally X and or Steam Deck, you know, they don't have certain, you know, aspects. It says here, it's going to have a little trackpad beneath the face of the buttons to make it navigate Windows 11 much easier. For the, I'm guessing, you know.
The Legion the more power. Go 2?
Yeah. Yeah, it's
Elite. The Steam Deck has a trackpad.
Does it? Oh, yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. I forgot about that. I forget about the Steam Deck at times.
Yeah.
These more powerful ones are coming out, man. It says here, while everything would, you know, seem to point at, you know, the Lenovo Legion Go S being less powerful than the original handheld, Lenovo's actually improving some of the specs. So, never mind.
It's so, more powerful than the original.
It is more powerful.
Just in a slimmer version.
Yeah. So, the Legion Go S will, you know, have up to 32 gigabytes of LPDDR5X RAM or memory, along with you know, improved 55.5 WHR battery, so it should lead the slightly longer battery life. So it's gonna have a little bit of a longer battery life than the regular Legion Go. And the Legion Go S is also available with either a AMD Ryzen Z2 or a Z1 Extreme processor. So it's gonna have a more powerful chip. Yeah, it's gonna have a more powerful chip than the original Ally.
Or the Ally X. Ally X still has a Z1.
It still has a Z1. So, wow.
It just has more RAM and more battery life than the original Ally.
I want to see how good the battery life is on the X.
It says it's
so bad.
Double.
I know. So, that means, like, 3 hours of gameplay.
Like, a harder game with 2K, yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait for it. I want to try it out so bad.
You know, play 2K a lot better than the original.
Oh, yeah. It says here, but if you'd rather avoid using Windows altogether, you know, you're in luck because Lenovo is launching a version of the Legion Go S that will be running SteamOS. Oh, so they're making different versions.
Oh, so there is a Windows version.
Yeah, there's a Windows version of the S, and then there's a SteamOS version of the S. It says here.
Windows version.
Yeah, I would too. Because you can still, obviously, have Steam on Windows, yeah, so what's the point in getting... So what is the point in really getting the Steam version?
SteamOS is just basically Linux.
Yeah.
Operating system. Like, it's a different fork of Linux.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets. Guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get 10 for $10 on select varieties of Kroger pasta, Starkist tuna pouches, or Powerade with your card. Then get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.49 a pound with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Like, I've used it before. I've hacked a Dell laptop and put SteamOS on it before just to try it out. It's fine, but Windows is better. You can do way more with Windows than you can Linux.
This will be making the first non-Valve handheld to be using the custom Linux operating system. That does mean that Lenovo Legion Go S running on SteamOS would subject that the same restrictions as the Valve handheld.
So,
you know, namely...
Games that are only verified for Steam Deck.
Yeah,
so that sucks. So you might as well just get Windows and you can download whatever game you want from Steam.
Yeah. So just go ahead and get Windows. We definitely fully recommend you guys just get the Windows one if you guys are planning on getting this. But if you want to get your hands on the Lenovo Legion Go S, the Windows 11 version with a Z2 chip, and 32 gigabytes of RAM, It will launch on January 2025, starting at $730. That is a good price.
January 2025.
Yeah. So it's coming out soon.
For $730.
So it's cheap too. For $730. And it has a Z2 chip with 32 gigabytes of RAM. That's screw the Rogue Ally X. I'm getting that.
I'll have to watch some reviews on it, but just to see some, you know, benchmarks and stuff. But if it does as good as it sounds, I might get it instead of the X2.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll probably get X eventually anyway, just, you know, collector's purposes. But
yeah,
that sounds amazing. 32 gigs of RAM. And the X only has.
Yeah, you might as well. You might as well get the, it says here.
24. I think the X only has 24 gigabytes of RAM.
So, yeah, that's a whole 12 more.
Eight.
Oh, yeah.
Still.
I wasn't using the math. Yeah, that's a.
And then
that's
the newest Z Extreme processor instead of.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Holy crap.
So it's going to be cheaper, like $60 cheaper.
And it's
an
inch bigger screen.
Yeah, so you might as well just go ahead and get the Legion Go S.
I'll watch some reviews on it, but if it sounds as good, I'm getting it.
Yeah. But however, if you want the more affordable version, launching in May of 2025... It has the same Z2 chip with 16 gigabytes of RAM instead of 32.
What?
And your choice of, yeah.
The Legion Go 2 has 16 gigabytes of RAM.
This is the more affordable. It says here, this is just, no, this isn't the Legion 2. This is the more affordable version of the S.
Oh, I thought, okay.
Yeah. So it's going to have the same Z2 chip. It's going to have but 16 gigabytes of RAM with your choice of Windows 11 or SteamOS. So you can choose between SteamOS and Windows. But that is going to be $600. But so you might as well
get
the more expensive one.
Raise another, yeah, you get, save another $130 and get it. You get more
RAM and
you
everything.
Get what you pay
so
for.
So you might as well spend more money. Okay, so I'm gonna go.
The other one will run games fine, but just get the other one.
I'm gonna just go ahead and go over again the Lenovo Go S specs here. The CPU is the AMD Ryzen Z2 Go OS. It runs on Windows 11 or, you know, the Steam OS. The GPU is the integrated AMD Radeon 700M RAM. It goes up to 32 gigabytes of LPDDR5X RAM at 6400 hertz battery. I'm guessing it's a battery here. The battery is 55.5, you know, WHR. The weight is only, no, it's not even 2 pounds. Yeah, it's not even 2 pounds. The weight is 1.63.
That's the lightest crap.
I know, and the thing is, the Rogue Ally, it's like 3 pounds.
It's light, like it looks like it'd be heavy as crap, and you pick it up and it's light. That Ally.
Yeah, it is light compared to.
Like it looks like it'd be heavy as crap, but it is heavier than that.
But yeah, while the Lenovo Legion Go S is coming out in the next few months, the Legion Go here too. Powered by the recently announced AMD Z2 Extreme, so it's going to have the Extreme Z2 processor. While the Legion Go Sequel, it's still in its prototype phase, Lenovo has teased a number of improvements that, you know, should make it more comfortable device to use over long-time gaming sessions. Namely, the device looks to be about the same size as the original, you know, Legion device. And, Lenovo has rounded the edges, so it'll be more comfortable. You know, obviously rounded edges, it'll, you know, go into your palm more and everything like that.
The ergonomics are
better. And, yeah, and it has detachable controllers as well, which should That'll obviously make them more comfortable with the rounded edges for a little bit.
The Go S doesn't have the detachable, does it? Just the two?
Yeah. I think so, yeah. The Go S isn't going to have it.
I don't care about that. I have a Switch for that.
You know, it's a handheld.
Yeah, I'm going to... You know.
You're not going to be docking it. I mean, you will dock it, obviously. Yeah. But not
really,
just...
Really, I don't even dock my Ally much because I have my PC.
I dock my Ally because, you know, that's what I put Black Ops 6 on. But... my PC can't easily run Black Ops 6, but I'd rather put it on my Ally.
Until you get your new PC.
Yeah, until I get my new PC. Then I'm going to get every game I have. Yeah. I'm going to have like 2 terabytes of regular system storage. And 32 gigabytes of RAM. So dang on.
It says also the Legion Go S supports up to 65-watt charging speed, so same as the Ally. And then also it has M.2 PCIe for storage. It supports M.2 NVMe drives, a 2242 size or a 2280. So it will fit a full size 2280 in it, unlike the Ally, which only fits a 2230. Yeah. And they're expensive as crap because they're only made for the Steam Deck, mostly only used for the Steam Deck or the Ally. So they jacked the price up for those. And no, the Ally X fits a full size 2280, but this will as well, which is good because they're cheaper. And full size and regular, you know, like a normal PC.
This guy who, you know, wrote this article, he said he reviewed the original Legion Go and found that his biggest issue was how my hands felt after holding it for, you know, an hour or two, like the original. So, yeah, hopefully the, like, rounded edges will fix everything, you know, that way. But I'm going to go over the Legion Go 2's prototype specs here.
Okay.
So the CPU, the AMD Ryzen Z2 Extreme OS, it obviously runs Windows 11. It has 32 gigabytes of LPDDR5X RAM. Its CPU is an AMD RDNA 3.5. Its storage is up to 2 terabytes of SSD. Display is an 8.8-inch with 144-hertz LED display. It has its unknown resolution, but it's 16 by 10.
What was the battery? CPU,
where's that? AMD, that's the Z2 Extreme.
The Z2, oh, Extreme. So the Legion Go S only has the Z2, not the Z2 Extreme.
Yeah. So overall, right now, even the S is more powerful than the X. Yeah. So if you guys are looking for a handheld PC, honestly, just go for this. Go for the S if you want like a cheaper version.
A budget PC, handheld PC, pretty much. Okay. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not. I mean, it's still $730 or $600. That's a lot of money, but
that's a lot of money. But for a PC, because I spent $600 on my Ally.
Yeah,
you spent like $700 because you got it like
I got it
whenever it first came out,
but still, handheld PC that's powerful enough to play not every game out there, but the majority of games that you'll want to play, you can play them.
Yeah, but okay, so listen here, so you know it obviously has the 8-inch display with the 144-hertz OLED, you know, thing. Its battery is 74 watts. It's 74 watts of battery, which is an upgrade compared to, you know, obviously other handhelds and stuff like that too.
Is that charging?
But
watt charging?
It's just watt charging. Just overall battery, it does have a 74 watt battery. But it says here the weight, it's 2 pounds. So it's heavier, obviously.
Yeah.
Because, you know, obviously, you know.
OS.
Yeah. So it's, you know, a whole, like, pound more. Actually, no. It's only, like, a 0., you know, like. ...60 or so difference? I don't feel like doing the math in my head right now. But it's not that much. More heavier. But The internals are also seeing improvements, though. I expect most likely changes to the prototype version. You know, obviously these are just the prototype specs for the Legion 2. So yeah. We don't really,
because it's not releasing in January like the Go S. That's crazy. That's releasing that quick.
That is crazy. I know. That makes me want to get it.
Me too.
Screw my PC. I'm kidding. But it says here the memory is beefed up, you know, 32 gigabytes, as I said. The original Legion Go clocked at the same speed. The Lenovo is also beefing up the battery, as I said, from its 49 watt battery to the 74 watt battery. So that's a big difference.
Yeah.
But I don't see the price.
Might not have released it yet.
Yeah, I don't have the price of the Legion Go 2. I only have the price of the, you know, the one that's coming out, the Go S, which was $730. And with SteamOS, that's for the more expensive version, then obviously, you know, $600 for, you know, the less expensive version. So you might as well spend the extra $130.
This says on mine, though, it says the Legion Go S with SteamOS will launch in May for $500.
Oh, yeah, it does say that. But that's, yeah, for the SteamOS version.
Yeah.
It says it's launching
in May.
In May.
The Windows version
Windows version is launching. Yeah, Windows 11 version with Z2 chip launching in January 2025 while launching in May with the, you know,
This is the
cheaper version that's launching in May.
Yeah.
The more expensive version launching now.
The one you should probably get because it has Windows. Unless you like SteamOS, you have a Steam Deck and you just want a more powerful Steam Deck, basically.
But I would just recommend.
But if that's what you want to do, you want to get SteamOS and you know whatever, that's on you.
Because you can get way more games, different emulators. You can get emulators. You can't get emulators on Steam. You can get a whole bunch of different games, different platform games, PlayStation, Xbox, you know.
You can get emulators on the Steam Deck, but they're not as optimized because everything's made for Windows.
Yeah, so they're not really good, you know? So you might as well just get the Windows version.
Yeah.
But we can go and shut about that and move on.
Yeah, this is going to be a long episode. I shouldn't have put the two handhelds in one episode.
Yeah, you shouldn't. You should have put one last episode.
Sorry, 38 minutes and we have one topic left.
Come on. Yeah, we can go ahead and move on.
Microsoft is talking plans to unite Xbox and Windows operating systems.
That seems like an interesting turn of things. I could see it happening, though, you know.
Yeah.
Because they already work together.
I mean, they're the same company, you know.
Yeah. But Microsoft's ambition for a handheld Xbox console is no secret, such as, you know, a console is likely still years away. So, like, 2 to 4 years. I'd say, again. Actually, 2 to 3 years. That's around probably the release date, then. As we talked about last episode. But, for its closest alternative is using the Xbox app and Game Pass on a Windows-based handheld device. While functional, the experience is far from ideal. I mean, not really, because I use the Xbox Game Pass for Black Ops 6. It's perfectly fine, man.
Yeah.
It's powerful and everything. I mean, I like it.
I use Game Pass for it.
Yeah. But Jason Ronaldo, Microsoft's vice president of, you know, the next generation, spoke to The Verge about major improvements heading to Windows handhelds 2025 to bring a more console-like experience for, you know, the Xbox gaming, you know, experiences and stuff like that. So speaking at an AMD and Lenovo event on the sidelines of, you know, CES 2025, Ronaldo hinted at an integration approach to the best, that would be best for Xbox and Windows together for the handheld gaming devices. They were talking about, like, certain approaches about like what would be good for Xbox and what would be good for Windows, etc. Combining them and stuff like that. It says here, we've really been innovating for a long time in the console space, Ronaldo told The Verge. What we're doing is really focused on how to bring those, you know, innovations, you know, to the broader Windows ecosystem, you know, specifically for players and developers. It says, improving the Windows handheld experience. The current state of Windows on, you know, handheld devices leaves much to be desired, you know, sometimes requiring workarounds like community-created fork of SteamOS. Ronaldo, you know, acknowledged that these issues, you know, with Windows handheld, and assuring users that the company is still going to simplify the experience to make it more better for the community and everyone as a whole. He says that we're focused on really simplifying that, you know, and making it much more like a console experience instead of how like just PC, you know.
Yeah.
Because they want the handheld console to obviously have Windows, but make it more console friendly. Kind of like how Armory Crate is for the Ally.
Yeah.
How they make it so simple. I'm guessing they're going to kind of do something like that, but make it more Xbox kind of based. Like,
they should.
Obviously.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That would be awesome. I mean, it would make it more, you know, easy for people who've never used Windows operating system, which I don't see how you haven't.
You'd be surprised, but, I guess. You know, I've never met anybody that's never used a Windows operating
system. I never have either. I
mean, it's usually what people first start with, but
it's, yeah, like
people usually have to get used to Mac operating systems, which I like Mac.
I had to get used to Mac,
but
It's more simple, in my opinion.
It is
more simple.
Once you get used to it, I like it better, but everything's made for Windows, so you kind of need both.
Yeah.
If you want to do anything.
Like, listen, if you guys have a Mac and you like have a Windows PC also, I recommend just doing editing and stuff for Mac.
Oh, yeah.
Like editing. Say if you're a content creator or for work, I would use the Mac. Or for like gaming, streaming, everything Windows. I mean, you can stream on your Mac.
I have.
Use a capture card. You could use a capture card. But I recommend Windows for all the like streaming and gaming stuff.
Editing,
but work and, you know, Mac. I edit Mac.
These podcasts on Mac. You know, I always have. I've never edited on Windows.
Yeah, it's so easy. You know, since, you know, iMovie is a built-in, you know, system.
Mac is so easy to extract audio from videos. Like, it's you literally two clicks,
like, and you two extract clicks and audio. Bam. But yeah, that is all I have for that. I don't have much else.
All right, let's wrap this episode up because we still got a sports podcast.
Yep, and it's almost it's past 10. Oh my lord!
Yeah,
that's ridiculous. We started 8, but we've already been going out for 2 hours. So we need to shut up.
Yeah. All right, guys. We appreciate you for listening. Follow all of our podcast socials, our Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, personal Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, our podcast, Discord, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok.
Yep.
Pretty much all of them now. Our merch on TeePublic. Rylan, do you have anything?
You know, if you guys want to, you know, we don't say this much at all, but we do have a Cash App if you guys want to support us and give us money to help, you know, obviously up the quality of the podcast. If you guys can tell, my mic is more clear than it normally used to be. So, yeah, you know, that's an example of like some type of stuff we use to, you know, we put our money's worth into the podcast and stuff. So, yeah. And also, you know, follow our socials, Facebook, etc. You know, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, Kick, all the big socials.
Yeah.
And also, we have a Discord, as you guys should know. We talk about it every single episode.
Like three times an episode.
Three times an episode, two times an episode, around that mark. So go ahead and join that if you guys want to. And if you want to, also, speaking of Discord, I have a personal Discord for my community and stuff. So you can go ahead and join that if you want to. If you don't want to join, you know, our trash Discord, you can join my awesome Discord. But yeah, we can go ahead and end this episode.
All right. Appreciate you guys. We'll catch you next week.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get 10 for $10 on select varieties of Kroger pasta, Starkist tuna pouches, or Powerade with your card. Then get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.49 a pound with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.